Good morning, guys. Always good to get back to the East Coast, where I'm from, and be nice to get back and with family. And sure, there'll be a lot of family there. And so, always looking to show good back on the East Coast. The guys are excited about another big challenge with the quarterback and the running back, and a team that's putting up a lot of points. I think they said 28 points per game. So it's going to be a good barometer as to where we are in the run game and the passing game. And another thing, being on the road in a hostile environment. So we're looking forward to see how much we've improved in the last week.
How many tickets have you had to round up?
You know what? Zero. We tell the family that they're on their own in terms of buying tickets. So we'll see how much love they have for me.
What's this experience like now, watching RG3 on film as a coordinator and trying to figure out exactly what?
Always a headache. Anyone that can run the football and pass the ball and have a good running game on top of that with the tailback, it's a headache. The option football is a nightmare for every coordinator, and I think if you watch the tape, you'll see that the Rams, Cincinnati, all those teams that previously played him, they treated him like a running back, and they tried to hit him every chance they got, and that's the only chance you have when you're trying to defend a guy like that.
Cincinnati seemed to put quite a few licks on him and at least let him know that if they were going to run that, he was going to feel it a little bit.
They did. And the other teams, I think, tried to do the same. Atlanta tried to do the same with treating him like that when they ran the option football. You have to, looking at the tape, they did treat him like a running back, and they tried to put a guy on him every chance they got.
Putting licks on guys seems to be what this team is becoming known for defensively. It's just obviously that's by design. You want to nail guys and nail them good every chance you get, right?
Well, we want to play physical football. It's the nature of what we want to do. When teams look at the tape, we want to make sure they know that the Minnesota Vikings are a physical football team, and that we will run to the ball and we will hustle. And everybody that sees us play or comes to play us, they know that they're in for a 60-minute fight, 60-minute ball game.
After that Colts game, I guess you had some of the defensive leaders in a meeting with you. What were you trying to get a sense of with talking to them?
I think a big deal was made out of Antoine Winfield's speech to the team, if that's what you're referencing. But I think the guys knew. We have a bunch of veterans in on the team, and I think to a man they knew that that wasn't acceptable football in their eyes, and that we had to do better, we had to execute better, we had to be on the fundamentals more. And I don't know if that was a turning point. I'd really say the turning point was in OTAs, when we had a high percentage of guys showing up to when they didn't have to be. The turning point was in camp, where guys focused in on their assignments and they hustled. And I think those were really the turning points. And it just takes time. Everyone looks at the Colts game, but I think the changing was way, way before that, when the guys were continuing to build the foundation of what we wanted to be.
How much of building that foundation is sort of that give and take of you getting familiar with skill sets of certain guys and them mm-hmm. getting familiar with what you want and sort of blending those two things?
A little bit, but we have a veteran coaching staff. We have a great coaching staff. So really I rely on them as to who they say, who can play what these guys' skill sets are, what they do best, what they may not do so well. So we have a bunch of great veteran, good teachers that that know the abilities of the team, and I rely on them to tell me what guys do well and what positions we need to put them in to be successful.
Are you pretty open, though, if a player comes to you and says, you know, I don't really feel comfortable running this particular scheme? You know, how open are you to that?
A little bit, but ultimately what we have to do is what's best for the team overall. We don't want to put square pegs in round holes, but when it's all said and done, it's what's going to be best for the defense, what's best for the Minnesota Vikings football team, and not necessarily the individual.
When you're pointing out how dangerous RG3 is, are there some specific clips that you referenced this week to show them exactly the multidimensional ability he has?
Yeah. We went all the way back to the preseason. We looked at everything that he did. There were clips against the Chicago Bears where they had great coverage, and he broke down the coverage by running and picking up first downs. There are plays where he scrambles, or not necessarily scrambles to run, but scrambles, gets loose, and throws the ball over the top of the defense. There are just several plays that you see that he can break down a DB's leverage when they're chasing him, or a defensive lineman's leverage when they're chasing him, and pick up the first downs with their feet. So it's going to be a big, big challenge to stop the team.
The drive he led against Tampa Bay, was there anything that stood out there?
Just how efficient they were, and how well he moved the ball down the field and so quickly. Any quarterback that does that their rookie year, and how much poise that he showed, it's he's above his years in terms of being a rookie and how well he's playing.
Gets in Sunday, obviously in an unforeseen situation. When you looked back, what stood out about the way he played?
The poise, the calmness, the plays that he made. He didn't look like a rookie. But that's a credit to he as well as Coach Woods in terms of getting Blanton ready. We tell all the guys, hey, you're a play away from being in there starting for a long time and playing for a long time. And all the coaches get their guys ready to play. And we're not going to make excuses for rookies or first-year, second-year players going in. We still have to play winning football. And that, I think that's the mentality of our team, of the guys and of the coaches, that no matter who's in the ball game, we're not going to dumb it down. We're not going to water it down, the defense. We're going to keep moving, and guys just have to do what they're capable of doing, and that's what Blanton did.
Did you say anything to him before he went in there?
Not a word. Our expectations are the next guy, if one guy's down, the next guy goes in. Nothing need to be said. There's nothing that needs to be said. Guys just are expected to go in and not do anything special. Do your job. There's no extra pressure. You don't have to be the guy that you're replacing. Do your job, and that'll be good enough for us to win.
When you look at Harrison, how tough is it to have that kind of balance between playing with that physical edge that he does, but kind of knowing when to back off at times too?
Yeah, I think he would tell you that it was a poor mistake, and we all learn from our mistakes, and I'm sure that in the same situation, he would have handled it differently. So learning experience, will chalk it up to an expensive education in terms of being thrown out the football game, and we'll all learn from that the next time.
Right earlier, I mean, that was a play he read very, very early and was able to deliver a shot.
See ball, get ball. and that's what he did, and very nice play.
What's the last time you had to defend the option?
The option, or probably the Delaware wing tee with Coach Tubby Raymond in the college days, and it drove me crazy. So I'm glad the NFL is not filled with those type of offenses.
What drives you the most crazy this week, trying to install some things to make sure you keep tabs on that?
You know what? We're not going to be focused. We're going to make sure we're not going to fall into the trap. And that means spend all our time on option football, spend all our time talking about it, spend all our time repping about it, and forgetting about the other plays, the other people that they have on the field. Option is just a small part of what they do. The running back is actually fantastic. He moves the chains. He can get outside. He runs inside. He runs with speed. He runs with power. He moves the chains for the guys. That's a big reason why they're successful, because you do have to defend him, not just the quarterback. So we're going to focus on him and make sure we stop him first, and then move down the line to option football. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.